Okay, so the first problem we're going to work on, we're going to try to define is the kula, right? That assuming that the machlokas is that the Tanakama hold kli rishon is mevashel, kli sheni is not mevashel. And Rav Yehuda says, no, even kli rishon is not mevashel unless it's chometz v'tzir. Chometz v'tzir speed up the beshel. Right? Chometz v'tzir speed up the beshel. And therefore, you could cook, but a kli rishon in general cannot cook. And the Chum say, no, kli rishon could cook. So, I mean, the problem is that it seems to be that, it seems like a factual thing. I mean, in general, will a kli rishon cook by normal stuff, or will it not? I mean, you can hear Rabbi's point. He's saying, look, kli rishon, you take it off the aish, so even though the kli is hot, but it's not going to be hot forever, so it's not going to cook something. And the only thing, unless you have chometz v'tzir, which will speed it up. But then what's the argument for the chachamim? No, we'll cook anyways. I mean, where's the room to have an machlokas about that? Right? Okay, that's a question. See, the problem is, if Rabbi was the only shita, then you'd accept his facts. And you'd say that a kli rishon, it only has a certain amount of time that it's going to be hot. In general, it's not going to be able to cook in that amount of time. And the chometz v'tzir is what allows it to cook in the right amount of time, because it speeds it up. But otherwise it wouldn't be. So kli rishon only cooks by chometz v'tzir. But a kli sheni would say it doesn't work even by chometz v'tzir. If that were the only position, and if the Tanakhava were the only position, you'd say no. Kli rishon always has enough heat that it will cook forever. All right, it will cook. Kli rishon will always cook because it will last a good amount of time, and you don't need chometz v'tzir. The problem is that you have machlokas, and it seems like they're both putting forth different facts. If you take the approach that it's based upon the universals and what generally happens, so the question is, in general, will a kli rishon cook without chometz v'tzir or not? Or will it only cook with chometz v'tzir? Right? I mean, that's the problem, really.
Yep.
One thing we said yesterday is, I mean, it seemed to be, if you want to know whether a kli rishon is capable of bishul, you have to know what's bishul. So he said, in fact, bishul is when it reaches Mecha Ben Jusai. Right? Mecha Ben Jusai is a half bishul, third bishul, whatever. Right, but that's when it's really forced, these guys who used to eat their food early, so that's defined as bishul. So it seems the question boils down to, is the food going to be ready, the kud kli rishon in general, cook without the assistance of chometz v'tzir, cook food, would seem to be a question, could it cook the food until Michael Ben Shlomo, could it not cook it until that point? Which again, seems like a Messias type of a question. It's hard to, I mean, you could experiment on this pretty readily, and it seems not possible to have machlokas about it. So I was thinking like this, is that when we say that Michael Ben Jerusoy is Bishel, okay? Michael Ben Jerusoy is Bishel. So you could be puzzled by that particular fact. Because if I go and think to Michael Ben Jerusoy, I mean, who's going to eat it? Just Michael Ben Jerusoy, these rare, random guys, bank robbers, whatever they are, that's Bishel? Because Bishel's making food edible. So, I mean, because they could eat it? I mean, who are they? I mean, what's the halacha of Michael Ben Jerusoy? Okay, what's the din? So,
is it even by the mikdash?
No. I mean, the halacha of Bishel, the shear of Bishel in general, when I'm over for Bishel on Shabbos, is if I cook the food up until the point where these people named Ben Jerusoy could eat the food.
Right.
Okay? That's the shear of Bishel. So there are people who either bank robbers or whatever, certain people who used to eat food half-cooked or third-cooked. So the question is, I mean, you wouldn't have said that. You would have said bishul means where it's edible for real people, for normal people, you know? Okay, so my question is, what's the idea there? I'm not asking why it is, but I'm asking what's the definition there? What's the halacha? Okay, you with me, Eitan?
What do you mean, what's the definition?
I'm going to explain. Okay, does it mean, I'm going to give two possibilities here. Does it mean that is bishul? Bishul means it's edible. So I don't care. Edible means edible for any human being. So that's bishul. Bishul means where the thing is edible. Now once it is edible by a group of people or whatever, now the food is edible. And bishul equals Michael Ben Jerusoy. That's what bishul is. Okay?
Just saying it's synonymous.
Yes, exactly. Or do you say no? That really, bishul, let's be real here. I mean, bishul means it's cooked. For normal people, bishul isn't, the normal definition of bishul, I mean, you have an idea, like bishul called sarko, I mean, bishul's bishul. I mean, called sarko, bishul, it's edible. It's edible for normal people. But the thing is, the halacha of Michael Ben Jerusoy is that once it's edible for Michael Ben Jussai, it's like I have involved myself in the process of Bishel qualitatively. Even though it's not really the full-fledged Bishel, the true idea of Bishel, but I've partaken of Bishel. In other words, it's like Tchilas Bishel. That's enough of the Bishel process to be chayiv. Because since the real Bishel is making it edible for human beings, for normal people, so now, since I have made it edible for somebody, so I have partaken of the Shem Bishel. But the real Shem Bishel is really called Sarka. But Michael Ben Jussai is like, it's like Haskalah's Bishel. Okay? Or do you say no? That Michael Ben Jussai, that is Bishel. Bishel means it was edible for somebody in the world. Period. That is Bishel. Okay? We'll get to the Nafkamina in a second. But yeah, those are two different concepts?
Yes.
Because halach is like that, bishel. Like, you don't have to do the whole bishel if one guy stirs the coals, another guy lights the flame, another guy does different things. A lot of you could be involved in the chayvus of bishel could come through being involved partially in the process of bishel. Whereas you don't have to do the entire process. I mean, the chayvus is if you're involved in bishel. So, it's saying is, even though the full, this is according to the second one, even though the full shem bishel really is the cult sarko, but it's enough of an involvement. If you make it Kamayach Ben Jussai, that's enough of an involvement in the process such that you'll say it's you're chayav for Bishel. Okay, but the full Shem Bishel is the whole thing. Or do you say no? The other way is that really Bishel is Michael Ben Jussai. That's what it means. Bishel means edible. Edible means when it's edible for somebody. That's edible, period. That's the end of the process halachically. Okay, that's the end of the process halachically. Okay. Apparently, knows when it reaches Michael Ben Jussai, you could say you've involved, you're partaking of the quality of Bishel. Because even though Bishel is making it edible for all people, but once it's edible for somebody, you could say you've now involved yourself in something which deserves to be called Bishel. Because it partakes of the quality of Bishel. So therefore, in terms of Schaivus, you'll be Chayiv. If you do less than that, then you've simply added heat to something, but it has nothing to do with edibility. So there's no Schaivus. Okay? Fine. So what's the difference? What's the difference? So the difference is going to be as follows. Let's assume I would cook in a situation where it's intrinsically limited. It intrinsically cannot go beyond Michael Ben Jussai. It's never ever going to cook beyond Michael Ben Jussai. Let's assume, for instance, I say a Kli Rishon Asach. I take it off the flame. Then it's going to cook. It could cook a food up until Michael Ben Jussai. In general, that's what's going to happen. If I take it off the flame, it only has heat for 15 minutes. In 15 minutes, let's say, that's all I could get to is to Michael Ben Jussai. It will never, ever get to the full Bishel. Okay? It will never get there. So now the question is that Bishel? Okay? So if you say that Bishel, Michael Ben Jussai, is Bishel, right? That is the definition of Bishel. So Kli Rishon is a Mavasha. It could do Bishel, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Kli Rishon could accomplish Bishel. That is Bishel. I haven't decided Kli Rishon could do that. But if you say that Bishel really is the whole thing called Tzarko, the only thing is that the Gavra could have a Schaivus if he does the Tchila of the process. If he's involved in the process, he does the beginning of it. But if intrinsically you would do a process which will never ever get to called Tzarko, you can't say I'm doing the Tchila of the process because it's only a tchila because it has in its sights the end of the process. But if intrinsically there's like a stop on the process that it will never ever get to called sarko, you can't say I've begun the bishul process because it's not a bishul process because it's the end is mufka from it. So therefore, if that's the case, then a kli rishon is not capable of bishul. Unless it's chometz and seir. By chometz and seir, it will be able to cook it called sarko. My chomus is here will be able to cook it called sarko and kli rishon because it could speed up the bishul process. It would have to be able to have potential to go up until. I'm just saying called sarko. I don't necessarily mean know that it means called. Like called sarko, the point where it's edible for most people, I'd say. I'm just using that like because I don't know what other point to say. Maybe it would be called sarko. Maybe it would be three quarters. Maybe you say everybody can eat it when it's three quarters. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the point is. But in other words, it has to go to a point, whatever the point of Bishel is, whatever the definition of Bishel is in the Torah, it has to go to that point. Now, it has to be able to go to that point. Once it's able to go to that point, now you could say, if I go up to Melech HaMashiach, I'm partaking of that process, because I'm doing the beginning of that process. But if intrinsically it would never be able to get to that process, that's not then it's not the process, it's not the tchila of the process. Yeah, let me just, the question was raised about that in theory one may conceive that of another nafkamina, okay, which is a problem because this nafkamina happens to be a machlokes rishonim. But the question is let's say I have a food which is already cooked up to Malacha Ben Drusai, and now I put it in the oven. I want to cook it again. You know what I mean? I cook it more. Okay? Like I have a piece of meat. Let's say I have a piece of meat which is very rare. Rare meat, you know, and I want to put it in the oven. Put it back in the oven to cook it more. So, but it's already Malacha Ben Drusai. So you could say, if Malacha Ben Drusai is Bishol, so then you're not going to be Chayiv because you already did. It's already Mavushal. But if you say that really the Shem Bishol is total, and just Malacha Ben Drusai partakes of Bishol, so now, so I'm partaking of it more, I'm getting it closer to that end goal, so same Chayiv. So in theory, you could argue that might be another Nathkamina. Okay, but the problem is that that's Machlokes Rishonim. That's Machlokes Rishonim, and the Rashba holds that that once a thing is Malacha Ben Drusai, you simply can't cook it anymore. You're not going to be Chayiv for Bishol beyond that point. Minotaur, that is. I think maybe the Rabbanon here agrees, but whatever. Minotaur basically holds, once it's Bishol, Michael Ben Drusai, period, it's it. Anything beyond that is Bishol or Bishol. It's not, you can't cook it anymore. Whereas the Rambam, and everyone else, I believe, holds that, even though Michael Ben Drusai is Bishol, but it doesn't mean, up until called Sarko, you could still be Chai for Bishol, as long as it's not already, if it's already fully cooked, then it's maybe Bishol or Bishol. But up until the point of it called Zarko, so you could keep cooking it. It can still be over more and more. So the problem is we don't want to say the Machlokas Rishonim is the Machlokas Tanayim. That's not good. So how do we resolve this? So let's go like the Tana who we hold like, the Chachamim. Okay, so the Chachamim is the way we hold like, right? Because presumably the Machlokas Rishonim is within the Psak, right?
Which is
the Rabbana. And the Rabbanan hold, they hold that Kli Rishon is Mevashal. So therefore they must hold that Malacha Ben Drusai has a Shem Bishol. It's not just because of the Asid, because of what it could become. But intrinsically, Malacha Ben Drusai is a Bishol. And therefore, as long as, since Kli Rishon will get food up to Malacha Ben Drusai, it's Mevashal, right? So if you say that way, so Kli Rishon is Mevashal. Right, Kli Rishon is Mevashal, because again, Malacha Ben Drusai is Bishol. So if that's the case, I guess Eitan's point is it would seem to be to follow that you cannot cook beyond Malacha Ben Drusai, because you're saying that is Bishol. Malacha Ben Drusai is Bishol. So if that's the case, then how could you ever be Chayev? That's good. Like that's what the Rashba holds. The Rashba is very good because Malacha Ben Drusai is Bishol. So it's Malacha Ben Drusai is Bishol. So what could I do beyond that? It's very Mevashal. Right? So how could the Rambam? It's a Kasha on the Rambam according to this Svara, or a Kasha on the Svara according to the Rambam. Okay? So I think I think we can answer it though, is because the question here is we're saying is that what's the svar to say that Michael Ben Drusai is Bishol? Okay, it means because Bishol means where you're creating a condition in the food of being edible. That's what Bishol is. That's the product of Bishol, the food is edible. So once it's Michael Ben Drusai, it has the shame of the edible. Okay? Because so once someone could eat it, edible means human being could eat it. Okay, species of man could eat it. Now, once Ben Drusai could eat it, it's edible. You can't say it's not edible. Most people don't like to eat it. Yeah, that's their problem. But you can't say it's not edible. It's edible. I mean, apparently, if someone eats it, it's edible. So, therefore, that the argument is Michael Ben Drusai has a Shem Bishol. Not because of what it's going to be in the future, but because right now it's edible. But the question is, the Rambam will argue that that's true that it has a Shem of edible. But that doesn't mean that you can't be more edible. Whereas it doesn't mean you cannot make it more edible, because edible means man is capable of eating it. Now, in Malacha Ben Drusai, one man is capable of eating it. But if you cook it called Sarko, all men will be capable of eating it. So therefore, Bishol lends itself to quanta degree. It's true, Malacha Ben Drusai creates the quality of Bishol, and you're chayav for that in its own right, not because of the future. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you cannot be chayav for going beyond that, because it's making it more and more edible. Whereas the Rashba is going to argue, no, that Bishol is edible is a quality. Edible doesn't lend itself to quality. The halacha doesn't recognize degrees of edibility. Edible is either the productivity of Bishol is that you're creating a qualitative change. It was inedible, and now it's edible. And there's no recognition of quantities within the Shem Bishol. Within it, it's more edible. That's the machlokas. Does edible, in halacha in general, I mean, it's a qualitative thing. But do you recognize, since edibility does vary from person to person, do you recognize in the Malacha D'Oraisa of Bishul degrees of productivity, degrees of edibility? You know, in which case you can be chayef for going beyond, where you say, no, it's like a regular Malacha, either it's cooked or it's not cooked. So once it's edible, so that's it. So this may be a little further in the machlokes, Rabbi Rashi. This is a question I was remembered. Does edibility lend itself to degree in malacha? So I say, normally in malacha you don't have this question, because normally in malacha there's an objective product. It's a plow field, so the field's plowed. So you can't plow more, I mean, plow is plowed. Either it's plowed or it's not plowed. I mean, or outside. Either it's in Rosh Hashanah or it's not Rosh Hashanah. You can't take it more into Rosh Hashanah. But the idea of mevushal means the food is edible. Right? Now, edible isn't an objective definition. Edible means that man can do an activity, man will do an activity towards that. You know what I mean? Now, that's totally man, and every man is different. So therefore, even though you have to set a limit, you may have to fix a point, but it lends itself to degree as well. You could argue it lends itself to degree, because since this product is totally in man's relationship to it, you could argue that it partakes of levels. Okay, and generally it doesn't, because either you have a product, you don't know what's the product. The product is an objective thing. But here the product is, there's no objective thing. The product is, cooked means edible. And edible means, will man eat it? Now man, there are many, many men. So it's true, you could say it's edible, once one guy will eat it, but you could say making it more edible, because you're further enhancing the bitch, making it more edible. Or do you say no, that malacha doesn't have such a categorization? It's true, and Bishul you're creating, it does work that way in Bishul, but you could say malacha is an objective thing. And you can't start setting up many levels of a malacha. I mean, either what's the product? The product's a product. So apparently edible's a product, so it has to fix it based upon my achlo the bender side. And that's it, and that's Bishul, and that's Rashba's argument.
Okay, so now it's a seifa. So the seifa way is saying no. This is really the machlokas, by the way. We just defined this, what the Gemara concludes is really the machlokas. But the Seifa was suggesting maybe the machlokas is different. Namely, maybe the Chachamim hold Kli Rishon is Mevashel, Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming and saying, whoa, Kli Sheni itself could be Mevashel. If you have Chometz and Seir. If you have Chometz and Seir, then they will be Mevashel. So presumably, so first of all, this is going according to, in terms of the Kalim Bender Soy thing, it seems to be it's gone because Kli Rishon Mevashel, according to everybody, right? So it seems to be saying Bender Soy is Bishul, period. Right? But now, the Rabbi Yehuda seems to be arguing that even a Kli Sheni could cook if you have Chometz and Seir. I mean, why not? I mean, apparently he's saying the heat properties are such that even in a Kli Sheni they'll cook. That's what he's going to argue. And the Chachamim apparently will say, I don't know. They won't. I mean, that's again the same problem. I mean, will it or won't it? Will it or won't it?
Okay, so I think for this svara, we already have a svara in the books that will help us with this particular machlokas. I don't think we have to work too much, right? So maybe just that old question about how Kli Sheni works. So what's the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? That is a pshat because of Kli Rishon, that the way Eish cooks is through the pot, that it enables a whole atmosphere, environment of Bishul, which is the pot and the water, that whole situation of Bishul. If that's the case, then the Kli Rishon is Mevashel, the Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, period. And Chometz and Seir can't help you. You'll tell me Chometz and Seir are cook in general, even in the Kli Sheni, that's their way? I'll say, so what? Chametz Tveri also cook, and a son could cook. The bottom line is, Bishul is Eish. And Eish, the way this thing relates to the Eish, the idea of Bishul is that you have a pot and the walls and the water and the whole entity. So it's not gonna, so it can't be Bishul. And Kli Sheni, it doesn't matter what you're gonna show me. Okay? Or do you say no? That Bishul works, that the Eish enables the substance of the Mayim to be Mevashel. Okay? And the substance of the Mayim is Mevashel. Now you just have to define under what conditions is Mayim and Mevashel. Now, if you study it, because of the fact that the walls cooled down, the water in the Kli Sheni, Mayim will be Mevashel in the Kli Rishon, and will not be Mevashel in the Kli Sheni. But when, if you look at Chometz and Seir is not the same thing as water. Chometz and Seir will be Mevashel even in the Kli Sheni. That's a different substance. If Eish enables Chometz and Seir, then they, as Mevashelim, will cook even in the Kli Sheni. So they're two different substances.
I mean, if the way Eish works is it enables a substance, then you have to look at two different substances. One substance is Mayim, another substance is Chomet Sincere. And you have to generalize, universalize the properties of Mayim, which is Kli Rishon, not Kli Sheni, because the walls. And then if you universalize the properties of Chomet Sincere, you'll realize, since they're super-duper cookers, they speed up the process, they will cook even in a Kli Sheni.
So it's fine.
But the other side says that in Bishul, it's not that the Eish enables a substance as Mavasha, but the Eish creates a unit of a pot with water and the whole deal. And if that's the case, the way the Eish is only related to the original pot. The Kli Sheni has no relationship to the original pot. The Kli Sheni is history. The Kli Sheni is history, because the Kli Sheni doesn't have any Sheikhs to the Eish. Where's the Eish? There's no Eish. There's only Kli Rishon. It's only possible by a Kli Rishon. So it's simply impossible to have a Bishul and a Kli Sheni. You'll tell me it cooks. It's very nice, but that's not Bishul because there's no Eish. I mean, so that's what the Gemara thought, that according to the Haravmi, that the Gemara rejects it, but that's what the, according to the Haravmi, that's what the Thamal. Thamal, it's a general principle. Intrinsically, Kli Rishon, the Bishul is only through the pot. Right? And Rabbi Huda would say, no. It's for the substance. And according to the second way, you don't have to say that.
So the next thing we'll do tomorrow is the question about Tavon, Tosos. Tosos says the whole machlokas here is only by Tavon. So we'll try to explain that within the Lekula way. I mean, within the
way.
Yeah, let's just explain it the regular way, the way which is the real way. So he says the whole machlokas is the machlokas by Tavon. And then, let's just read the facts for the next problem, okay? There's one more issue in the Gemara. Yeah, cause, I don't know how long it's going to take us to talk about. But the thing is like this. It says, Savar of Yosef Lemaymar. So the big question is about salt. How does salt work? Okay?
As in thing being cooked? Or?
Salt. Salt is, if you're throwing in salt, like the tavlin.
Okay,
like the tavlin. Let's assume like Tosos for now. Assume you're learning like Tosos. The tavlin is specifically talking about tavlin.
Tosos saying the tavlin was the thing which was being cooked, or
Tosos saying the tavlin is the thing that's being cooked. And the way Tosos is learning is remember the facts. Tosos is learning that every in general Kli Rishon cooks, Kli Sheni doesn't cook. Right, that's the general principle. Hold on a second. Yeah. Okay. So the way Tosos is learning is that. But in general, Kli Rishon cooks, Kli Sheni doesn't cook. That's a simple fact. The only question is what about Tavlin? Because Tavlin are much more difficult to cook. Okay? Tavlin are much more difficult to cook. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda argues that Tavlin, the Chum say Tavlin is the same as everything else. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Tavlin are very hard to cook, and therefore they don't even cook in a Kli Rishon. Even a Kli Rishon, unless it's Chum Sincere. Unless it's Chum Sincere. Okay? So that's the machlokas.
So are the tavlin or they're with the
tavlin? No. The tavlin is you put in a piece of garlic. Let's say garlic. You have a garlic, a clove of garlic, and you throw it into the pot. So according to the Chachamim, Kli Rishon it cooks, Kli Sheni doesn't cook. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even in Kli Rishon it doesn't cook. Even in Kli Rishon it doesn't cook. Mm-hmm. Okay? So because tavlin are different. But we hold like the Chachamim, that tavlin are the same. Okay, tavlin is said you don't differentiate between tavlin and anything else.
Okay.
So then the question is, what about salt? Do you differentiate between salt and everything else? Let's say you throw salt into the pot, into a Kli Rishon, or into a Kli Sheni.
Will it cook the salt?
Will it cook the salt? Okay, will it cook the salt? So Savar Yosef Meir Melech Harika Tavlin. Kli Rishon B'Shelu, Kli Sheni Lo B'Shelu. That's a good question. What does it mean, cooking the salt? I don't know, that's part of the mystery here. Okay, so the Rabbi Yosef thought it's going to be the same thing. That it cooks in a Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni doesn't, right? You don't differentiate between Tavlin and everything else, you don't differentiate between the salt and everything else. So Amalei Abaye, Tani Rav Chiya Melech Eina K'Tavlin. It's not like Tavlin. The Kli Sheni Nami B'Shela. That it even cooks in a Kli Sheni. Salt is not harder to cook, it's easier to cook. Salt is different, it can even cook in a Kli Sheni. Okay? Upliga, the Rav Nachman, the Amar Rav Nachman, Shricha Milcha B'Shula, K'Bisra D'Tura. He says, Rav Nachman argued, says the other way. He says, salt needs cooking like a big piece of meat, of a shar. In other words, Rav Nachman holds that on the contrary, it's very, very difficult to cook salt. What's the name of this guy saying, the Bai is saying, the Rechli is saying on the contrary, he cooks even in a Kli Sheni. But Rav Nachman says, no, it's much more difficult to cook salt. It's not easier to cook salt. Let's go a little further, and I'll summarize. Vikadamri. Sorry, as the Meir Melech Harika Tavlin, the Kli Rishon B'Shela, B'Kli Sheni Nami Lo B'Shela.
Amalei Abaye, Tanya Ruchi HaMelech, Eina Ketavlam, Dibi Kli Rishon Nami Lo B'Sheila. That is, the Sikhan Dari says, no, salt doesn't even cook in a Kli Rishon. Vayna Dom Rav Nachman, Tzricha Melech HaBishluk, B'Sher Duro. Okay. So here's the summary. There's two ikadamris. There's two sides. The question is that the havamina was that salt is the same thing as tavlin. Namely, cooks in the kli rishon, doesn't cook kli sheni. There's nothing's different. Okay, spices aren't any different than everything else. Salt isn't any different than everything else. The maskana is no, definitely salt is different. The question is, what is the difference? How is salt different? The first way said salt is so hard to cook. So easy to cook that even a klisheni will cook salt. It's so easy to cook. It's very, very simple to cook salt. It'll even cook in a klisheni. The second way is saying, no, just the opposite. Salt is so difficult to cook, so difficult to cook, that it won't even cook in a kli rishon. It won't even cook in a kli rishon. Okay?
Yeah, but...
That's obviously difficult. I mean, first of all, what does it mean cooking salt? But I mean, how could you have opposite fat? I mean, here it's really going opposites. Right. I mean, they're both. One guy saying, "What's the fact here?" I mean, one guy saying salt is much, much easier to cook. No one saying it's much, much more difficult to cook. I mean, how do you have that differentiation? Right? I mean, it just sounds too far apart.
Right.
Right. I mean, what's the fact here? This is really the fact standing out of the USB. I mean, the other ones you could have argued, or you know, it's based upon trying to give a svara that it seems factual. But here, I mean. In fact, still, one guy saying that salt even cooks in a cliche, and the other one saying, no, it's so hard to cook. It's so hard to cook. It's a big whole animal. I mean, it's like it doesn't even cook in a cliche ratio. So, I mean, this is the salt mystery. I mean, so we'll get to afterwards, yeah. Okay, so hopefully, we'll see what we do tomorrow. But, I mean, the spices is the first. Well, I mean, problem here is you don't know the facts. You don't really know why your spices harder to cook. I mean, what, like, you have to kind of think about these things a little bit and then try to come up with a spot. So.